Are you a project person or a plotter? Do you have a ton of projects on your plate and you just can't seem to get to any of them? Or do projects scare you stiff? No matter which camp you fall in, this episode is for you. Hi, I'm Misty Winkler, homemaker, homeschooling mom of five with two graduates, two high schoolers, and a middle schooler. In addition to writing and podcasting, I also run a community called Convivial Circle that helps women learn to love what must be done at home. One of the ways that we learn to love what must be done is to just start by knowing what must be done at all in the first place. And that right there is harder than it might seem. You have projects, you have tasks, you have wishful thinking and daydreams. How do you tell the difference? I'm sharing a clip here from one of the weekly seminars that we did inside Convivial Circle, all about definitions and identifying what's really going on in your life so that you can make better choices with your limited time and energy. So grab a basket of laundry to fold and let's dig in. To kick off our conversation about projects, I wanted to start by talking about what a project is. Definitions are a good place to start always, because sometimes we don't even realize we have projects, and we do. We might think of them as just items, like single items on our to-do list. So we're treating them like tasks rather than like actual projects like they are. And projects can be a variety of sizes. I find, and I know many of you have found, it's way more likely to happen. You're going to have so much more progress overall if you break your projects into like bite-sized pieces that you can fit in here and there, because we do tend to approach projects as like all or nothing. And that's why they stay on our lists for so long, right? It's okay, I have to wait until I have an hour or two or a whole afternoon, and then I'll be able to tackle this project. And so we think, oh, tasks I just do, and projects I tackle. It's like, actually, projects we procrastinate. Am I right? But tasks we can do. And if we break our projects into a list of tasks that we can fit here and there, and we don't have to wait for a whole afternoon to tackle all the things at once, we actually find we can get traction and momentum and move those projects forward bit by bit, which will get us way farther, which will help us actually get that project done faster than if we procrastinate and procrastinate until it seems like the right afternoon to spend doing it. Of course, the other way that we have to define projects is that a project is something that can be done. You can actually finish projects. So another trap we get ourselves caught in is thinking that things like dishes and laundry are projects. Like, that's my project for the day. And it's only if you very carefully frame that, because if we call laundry a project, that can cause us then to become frustrated and upset when more laundry is generated after we finish our project. Or we can feel like, I never get this project finished. It's like, laundry is never finished. So laundry is actually never a project. It could be something that we dedicate our time to. It might be something that we need to catch up on. We might need to put a little extra energy into our laundry routine, right? A routine is something we repeat. We might need to increase our laundry block of time that we dedicate because there's a backlog.
But laundry is not a project because it's not going to be done. A project person is very satisfied by projects and loves to have projects. I'm a project person, and I would much rather have projects than routines. Work like laundry, dishes, meals, things where I'm just gonna have to do it over again tomorrow. Like, whatever, I guess so. And I've come to grips with that kind of work, but I've always loved having projects. And that whole taking an afternoon to do something, when I was in my 20s and I started to work on it in my 30s, but I would neglect the routine work and the repeat work, the non-project work, in favor of the project work. And this is one way to look really productive and to be very busy while still actually having your house and life be crazy out of control. But because usually project work is something that other people also see and notice and recognize and maybe congratulate you on, that's one reason why it feels more satisfying. It also feels more satisfying because it is actually done. You did a thing. It's something you can check off, be complete, move on from, and you have a finished project. So, like sewing a skirt, planting a garden. You can think of a garden in either kind of way, and that can be a tactic. So, let's talk about how you view things, because then a plotter, on the other hand, would just really rather do small bits than dedicate an afternoon and obsess over one thing. Sometimes project people just really enjoy being totally obsessed with something. Ask me how I know. Whereas a plotting person finds comfort in knowing that they're going to be doing this thing again. They know exactly what they should be doing. They know they can do it. They know they will do it. And so they get really good at it because they're really using their practice, the repetitions as practice, and enjoying the practice. They like that steady rhythm of repeatable tasks. And projects to them feel overwhelming. And it doesn't fit in. If you have regular plotting and everything else fits in regular, then where do projects fit? Projects don't really fit in a plotting lifestyle. It doesn't appear to at first, especially when we assume that projects have to be all or nothing, totally get obsessed and tackle it in a whole afternoon, right? A plotter usually doesn't have just a whole afternoon to do something totally outside their norm. They love the norms. So it helps to know which type you are, because then you know your temptations. And you also can approach things that need to be done in one way or the other. Stephanie, our community manager, is a plotter, and I'm a project person. Stephanie is great at consistency, and consistency is something I struggle with. I can get a lot done, but doing the same thing or doing it with a regular, predictable rhythm is much more difficult. It's not n naturally attractive. It's not the way my brain works normally. If you're a plotter, you can look at projects, and instead of being overwhelmed, you can break them up into 10-minute tasks. And then you can have a plotting approach to the project by fitting in a 10-minute, a 20-minute time on that project. And you can, though, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? That's actually effective. And a plotter can take a project and apply plotting to the project and still get projects done. And when you do that consciously and knowingly, intentionally, you can tackle some pretty big projects and find satisfaction in doing it and know how to approach a project without feeling overwhelmed. And recognizing that the idea of giving it one stretch of time where you will take it from starting to completion in one go is a form of perfectionism. That's why it feels overwhelming. And you don't have to do it that way. You can just do it one bite at a time. Now, it's a little bit harder on the project person's side to apply plotting, but it is actually more effective to do it that way. So the problem with the project mentality is that you would love nothing more than to be a perfectionist. And being a perfectionist about the project doesn't seem overwhelming. It seems like just the best way, the most efficient way, the most compelling, attractive way to go about it. And so you're going to be tempted to just go all in on the project and neglect everything else for in favor of the project. And I will tell you, as a project person, then you get the benefit of needing to address the other elements of your life as projects because they're totally out of control. And so they take project-like focus, and you can have a kind of transformation that feels almost like checking something off, and it feels almost like completing it because it got so bad that your time made a way more visible difference that it feels as satisfying as getting a check mark. But that is the total boom and bust lifestyle that we are trying to get out of. We do not want to actually work that way. So we have to take some cues from the plotting people. We do have to give ourselves time for projects. This is one reason why I really like using the interval method for our homeschool, because we can do 6 weeks on, and that's 6 weeks of plotting. And then there's 1 week off of homeschooling. And so those homeschooling hours that are dedicated to homeschooling on normal weeks, now I have 1 week where I can go all in on a project. And so I can put things off, like cleaning out the pantry or reorganizing the closet or whatever project is on my mind. I think I have project time coming, and on Tuesday or whatever of break week, my homeschooling chunk of time, I'm going to spend all that time just working on that project. And so it's a little bit bigger scope than the plotting, like daily regularity approach, but it's still a rhythm and it still is managing time and energy in chunks and allowing some of that project mode still. So I think that is a good set of categories or terminology for us to have as we knowing these definitions of projects, routines, tasks helps us figure out what's going on in our lives, but also what's going on in our expectations. Because if we are expecting ourselves to accomplish a project as if it were a task, we're going to be frustrated. If we recognize it's a project and then we plot it out so that we can work on it in a way that fits our life and our style, then we're going to make progress. But we can only do so much of that, right? Because the reality is that most of our time is spoken for with the daily stuff. Most of us do not have a ton of time available for projects. So we have to be choosy about our projects, and we have to have good expectations about what's going on. So if you have a moment this week, do some brain dumping. What are things that you're trying to get accomplished? Those would be projects. And then think about, is this thing that I think I'm going to accomplish actually something that can be accomplished? Or is it just something that needs to be worked into a routine because it's never actually going to end? Or do I have all of these projects that are competing for my time and attention? And so none of them are getting adequate time and attention. So I'm not getting anywhere. This is where interval planning can be very helpful. And you recognize, okay, for this amount of time, I'm going to focus on this instead of trying to spread my attention out over things. I have too much on my mental plate and I need to actually pick. So I was looking at the monthly topic chat and I loved Yvonne's post. So Yvonne said that for her April interval, she has books to read. Again, you could just say, you could think of it more like a plodding personality and just say, oh, I want to spend 15 minutes a day reading. And just, it's about a regularity. Or you can think of it as books to finish. And that's more of a project mentality. So is it time increments fit in, which would be plotting? Or is it books read? Now, time reading requires books to read. And to read a book requires time spent reading. But it's two different ways to think about it. One is more the habit route and one is the book list route. And which one is going to be more satisfying for you to check off as a project person? I would rather check off books read and think about, oh yeah, that's the book I want to finish this week. So sometimes you have to make a list before you recognize where your priority actually should be. You might not just know, okay, I'll start with the projects that have priority, and you're like just rattling things in your head. Just dump things on paper in whatever order they come out, then prioritize and say, okay, now that I see all these things, this one can wait, that one can wait, but this one, now's the time for this one. It's now or never on this one. So this is the priority for Yvonne. It's planting tree seedlings. That makes sense because you say, oh, they're going to die if they don't get into the ground, right? And she also has finishing a pair of socks on her list. But then she says also just daily life, like you're reading, like just putting in some time on it. But she listed it as an interval project because she has a certain number of socks she wants to finish this year. So that's both, right? It's like reading. You can put in time on the project and you can also count finished socks. You could count both, look at both ends, but both of them support the other. It's just which direction do you want to come from to work on that project? I also loved in her post how she had projects to work on. So her garden tasks were her top priority ones, but then she had other minor projects to work on when the weather keeps her out of the garden. So I thought it was a great illustration of having chosen more projects than is possible to do all at once, or even it depends on how long her interval is, but she's given herself a limited number of options. She's chosen a priority order and she's made herself a contingency plan. And so she has quite a bit going on, but she knows how it all works together. And so that's the kind of thing that we can do this month as we think through, okay, what's actually on our plate? What are my expectations? What are my standards? Am I just throwing my hands up in the air and zoning out on my phone if my top pick isn't working out? Or do I have a contingency plan? Begin brain dumping. What are the tasks associated? And what, as you list those tasks, you want to be asking, what's the best next thing to move this project forward? And that's where you'll begin identifying where you're stalled out. If you're procrastinating, there's some kind of stall. There's some kind of question mark that you need to figure out. So begin by just, what are the tasks? What needs to be done to make that project finished? And you don't have to just from your head think of the very next thing to do, but you can brain dump. And then as you brain dump, what are the tasks involved in this project? You'll either identify in there what you could work on next or realize I'm not getting anywhere because I can't do any of these tasks. And so maybe that means this isn't a project for now, or it means, so what is the next thing?
Convivial Circle is all about like-minded Christian women being on mission together, improving our skills at homemaking, because homemaking really does matter. And most of us have not been taught that homemaking is important or how to do it well. Being a mom of a bustling household takes a lot of executive function, which most of us are missing, but that's what we rebuild inside Convivial Circle together. If you want to join us, just go to simplyconvivial.com and click the green enroll button to get started, or you can find the link in the show notes. Convivial Circle is all about repenting, rejoicing, and repeating.